When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I'm Perry. This is Hidden Plain Sight. To my right, serve all things Blaze TV, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele. Potentially big news, maybe. I got a message on Patreon yesterday. It looks like Corey and David may be teaming back up.
Wow, they're finally reuniting.
Yeah, they. Fuck, I should have pulled it up. I wasn't planning on talking about it initially. I just remembered it. But they're going to be doing some sort of conference in Colorado within the next few months. So I'm hoping that means...
Is it just them or are they both on the ticket?
You know what? Let me pull up the message. There was like a little teaser clip. I guess we can watch that before we get to what we're actually going to be talking about. It's great that I still just don't know how to use the Patreon app. Where the fuck's the messaging portion?
It's not a particularly, beautiful website.
It is.
To be honest, for as much money as they got me making.
It is not at all intuitive.
But you should go there and give us more money.
Absolutely. Patreon.com/hiddenplainsightpod.
Despite the website, giving us money is always a good thing.
Yes. Okay, here it is. Let's pull this bad boy up.
For seekers of higher knowledge, lovers and explorers of the mysteries of life and the universe,
they cut a whole commercial.
We have an invitation to you. Come with us to
you
the
wanna fuck away your money?
Summit 2024.
That's what it is, the Disclosure
Let's go
Summit.
Together on this journey with Corey Good, David Wilcock,
Liam
Aralim, Lael Ofa.
I don't know.
It's a real who's who of the space community.
Yeah, more of like a who?
Yeah, two fat balding guys.
Yeah, so I think David and Corey are kind of headlining this thing. I don't know.
Mike Waskoski.
Oh, hey.
All right.
Caressa Ayers and Chris Besker.
Okay, so it's just Corey and David and then a bunch of guys who hang out with Corey and David.
Yeah, Stavati, wow.
Yeah, look at him.
All right, I mean, if you take an advice from this group of hucksters, you kind of deserve... everything that's coming to you. This you couldn't find a less trustworthy group of individuals.
I don't think I've ever seen Chris Beskar before, but he looks like a medieval wizard.
He does. He looks like he's gonna cast a spell on you and turn you into a chicken or some shit.
Yeah, he's fucking Merlin. All right. Anyways, who we're actually talking about today is we're going to return to Project Camelot and an interview with Duncan O'Finian, who. For those of you who do subscribe to the Patreon, you know, patreon.com/hiddenplainsightpod, just a little plug again. We did an episode of What the Fuck's the Dude? Man, I am retarded today.
Nice.
Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
We did an episode of Jesse Ventura's conspiracy show where they talked about Manchurian candidates. Duncan was one of the Manchurian candidates.
Hell yeah, bro.
But they didn't get too far into him. I figured let's read Duncan's little about the author section from his book. Robert Duncan O'Finian is an author and martial artist.
Hell yeah.
First things first, anytime someone includes martial artists in the first sentence of their bio, 99% of the time they're full of shit.
They're pretty fucking cool is what they are.
Born in 1960, he was taken at a young age by his parents and delivered to a secret government program known as Project Talent.
Well, that's a little on the nose.
Yeah, it's the
Project Good a Job.
Yeah, Project Kidnapped Children. A sub-project of the notorious MKUltra program. The program used severe trauma to split his personality into several alternate personalities, one of whom was trained and enhanced to become a super soldier known as Omega Unit 197.
Hell yeah, sick name, bro.
It was only as an adult, after years of missing time, blackouts,
Well, no, I think you were just an alcoholic, my friend.
Yeah, hold on. Missing time.
And Hell, getting drunk and thinking you're a super soldier is so cool.
And terrifying nightmares that a car accident restored some of Duncan's memories of involvement in the clandestine projects. All right. Brain trauma doesn't give you, it doesn't make your memory better.
Occasionally it makes you a genius.
Yeah, or maybe you speak a different language fluently or something. Yeah. But I don't think it's a coincidence that the two groups we see brain trauma in the most is serial killers and secret space program guys.
I just love by his eighth shot, he's just like, call me Omega Unit 197.
It's such a nerd thing to do.
Just telling everyone at the bar, you know, I'm trained in the martial arts.
My hands are registered deadly weapons.
No, I could fuck you up, bro. I'm a super soldier.
Yeah, sure. Get in the cab, buddy.
Yeah, all right, buddy. You've had enough.
Duncan wrote his first book prior to the accident, which caused him to regain his memories. Years later, he realized that his subconscious mind, or perhaps his other personality, was leaving him clues his then unremembered
past.
Isn't
this just the plot to Memento?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, I got to say, that's not a super convincing backstory. It's like, I had a bunch of seizures and got in a car accident, and then I remembered I'm actually a super soldier.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I think you just have brain damage, bro.
Well, let's see what he has to say.
Fella, I think you just, you know, dented your noggin.
To the wonderful Kerry Cassidy.
I'd be seeing Kerry on Rumble. Mostly really? Just talking about how the Jews suck.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised that that is the turn that has been taken.
Yeah, she's really fixated on this whole the Jews are evil thing.
It's really the home stretch for all conspiracy theorists, no matter.
Yeah, they return to the core.
If you, all real roads lead to home.
Yeah.
And that home has a Star of David in it.
Yeah, when you really always get down to the nitty gritty of who's behind it. Certain people keep popping up.
Yeah, I am seeing more of that popping up more.
Oh, like, it's back in vogue. Blaming the Jews is very much in style this winter.
Yeah, it sure is. It's the style of the season. Yeah. I'm kind of uncomfortable with it, but, you know, I guess I'll keep my head low.
They thought 1941 was bad. Just wait for 2024.
Yeah, what's Alex Jones just saying? The answer to 1984 is 1776. Yeah. It'd be like the answer to 2023 is 1941. Hey, where's the cheetah?
Duncan O'Finian. Sick name, bro.
Ultimate Warrior.
Although I feel like he spelled it wrong.
The car accident also removed his ability
like,
to spell.
Like, shouldn't Finian be Finnian?
You would think so.
Whatever weird shit. I think that's Vietnam.
Is that what that's supposed to be? Oh, yeah. I think maybe that's soldiers. Oh, okay.
At least I think it looks like Vietnam. I don't think the footage actually pertains to him.
No, I do think Kerry at one point just spent a lot of money to get stock footage, and she insists upon using it at every chance to justify the cost.
And the superhumans play in the NBA.
Now, before we see him, what do you think the odds are? We've got a pretty strong batting average when it comes to guys who say they're super soldiers who don't look remotely super.
Oh, he's 1,000% going to be out of weight. Out of shape.
Okay.
I don't know if he'll be fat, but he's going to be heavy.
Oh, God, look at him. What a dweeb that fucking pick with the cowboy hat. Kerry?
Oh, the music ran out.
Like I said, we're supposed to live in a civilized free society.
Okay.
When they can walk in,
it looks about right.
Turn you into
a super soldier's double chin.
Look at him.
That's
peak fitness right there.
That's a tactical fat roll.
Yeah, does the serum wear off?
Yeah, the serum got replaced with diabetes medication.
That'd be one hell of a ruse if they're like, but after 20 years, you're going to look like a fat piece of shit.
Yes, you may do 20 in bags, but all that age will catch up with you at once.
You abuse you, and when you're done, throw you away.
You are a super soldier. Fight back.
Yeah.
So I sit there and
she's doing this again.
I think this actually is just the intro still. I think this is supposed to be her attempt at a teaser.
Oh, okay.
This fits. This don't fit.
King of content, Kerry Cassidy.
I get the picture, and I sit back. The lady walks up to the front. The guy walks up behind me. She looks at him and smiles, says, "We've got one." And that's when it started. That is where they nice were weeding out who's good, hell at yeah. who's good at that. Who's going to be a soldier? Who's going to be a psychic spy? Everybody knows that Hitler was looking for the ultimate soldier, that super soldier.
That's what he was looking
Hitler
for,
was
right?
Also
the Ubermensch.
Heavily into esoteric arts with mind control.
Yeah.
And they, at that time, they started combining the two.
Why don't you control your BMI?
Soldier, ultimate warrior. They just started putting it all together.
Look, he's got really that turkey gobble thing right
he
under
looks
his
like
neck.
A washed up like 80s rocker.
Yeah, he's got lead guitarist hair, yeah, but like aging.
trying to just still be cool, but it's like, dude, you're fucking 58.
Yeah, it's all the dudes who, there's a certain type of dude who just, whatever was cool when they were like 18 to 23, they are utterly incapable of realizing it makes him look like a fucking
yeah,
douche.
Dude, they're trapped in nostalgia.
So yeah, he was, you know, I guess that does check out. It said he was born in 1960, so that time frame would have been 1980 for him, and that's yeah. That's pretty much what it looks like
ever into one project, and that's where they got me. My kicks in my right leg were 120 miles an hour.
Wow. All right, I've got big hopes.
Hell
for
yeah,
this
dude.
I could kick 120 miles
that's
an hour.
That's some Steven Seagal shit right there.
Yeah, that's what a reasonable thing to say.
My punching power was well over 18 to 1,950 foot-pounds.
Nice, dude. You could bend steel.
He literally punched with 1 ton of force?
Yeah.
That seems unlikely.
Seems like a lot.
That'll bust concrete blocks.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. You're just punching concrete blocks.
Of a very high intelligence official. This guy grabs me by the throat.
Now, wait.
I sucked off the head of the FBI.
With 400 foot-pounds of suck force?
My mouth actually sucks at the same level of a Dyson vacuum.
I can create a vacuum like space. His penis flips inside out.
Watch.
Now, I can't tell if this is still the intro because we are now 2 minutes into the video. And
I mean,
still
I assume it is because it's cut with just kind of disjointed sentences.
Well, that's the beauty of Kerry Cassidy. You never Damn. Know.
I just snapped sideways, threw my hands palm down, just threw them down, and screamed inside my mind. The guy goes up and back.
Oh, he's got Word. Psychic powers, too.
Hell yeah, dude.
I look over, and there's George Jr. sitting at the bar.
George Bush?
Secret Service bodyguards.
That's got to yeah. be.
Drunk yeah. as a skunk.
Hell yeah, George.
Well, with the Secret Service
this
trying to
I
get
believe.
Him to calm down. Now, that's when I snapped awake. I don't remember driving there.
Yeah, because
nice.
You were drunk too.
Hell yeah, dude. Blacked out and ended up partying with George W. Bush.
Do you know how fucking cool it would be to be blackout drunk, but you're the president of the United States? Like, all the dumb shit you think about when you're really fucked up.
Yeah.
But just having the ability to, like, conduct an army of soldiers around you.
It'd be so funny for the president to have to pardon himself for a DUI.
He got caught in, like, one of those...
Just crashes his car trying to drive back to the White House, like... I you give myself a pardon. Get out of this.
The Russians poisoned me.
Yeah.
Find out exactly.
I'm always going to do a preemptive pardon for the next
DUI.
They wanted
people who were half Native American and half Celtic, whether it be Scottish or Irish, didn't matter. As long as it's Celtic.
It's
the reason
combo.
For that is that the Native Americans and the Celtics are two of the races on the earth that are more superposed to paranormal abilities or psi abilities.
Hell yeah, paranormal racism. Only the whites and natives can do it.
So the Irish and the Native Americans have access to deeper...
I guess the Irish are Native Americans to wherever they're from.
Well, I also suppose we should have seen that company, seeing as his last name is O'Finian.
Yeah.
That's of course, he's going to think the Irish have superpowers.
No, that's just what your alcoholism comes from.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, both of these
that
cultures...
That is a superpower of its own.
Paranormal abilities. So it's kind of genetic memory. It's in our genetic memory. Okay. And
just
I
like
that
wife beating.
What it was. Until about 2 years ago when I found out that my father was a CIA agent.
My father was.
My father's been dead now for almost 15 years. I never had a clue. But with that new information.
But I got drunk and came up with it in my mind.
Yeah, well, it's also very convenient to have the one guy who could say that's not true, be dead. That's a crucial part of all these stories, is you got to hinge key plot points on dead people because they can't, they tell no tales.
Oh, the truth? Say. Oh, it's buried in a cemetery in Arkansas.
Yes. He's also doing this weird talking thing where he like doesn't close his mouth completely when he speaks. And it's very...
Super soldier.
Yeah, he needs to do some jaw exercises.
Ate a lot of smaller tidbits of information and a lot of things that happened in the past. Now it all fits.
Also kind of looks like he's wearing eyeshadow.
Basically what happened
with
me,
rock, dude,
is in 1966. I was 6 years old. And both my parents loaded me up in a truck, took me to town. Yeah, it's at the edge of dark, it's cold, snowing. I'll never forget the day, okay, because it stands out. Why are we going to a hardware store this late in the afternoon?
Well, he says that, but we already knows. We knows.
we knows what's going on. But
we knows what's happening. He already said he forgot the day, though, because he didn't recall it until he got in the car accident.
Well, he'd never forget it, though.
Yeah, well, I guess this time now he'll never forget it now that he remembers.
So we go into the store, and at this time my mom and dad are like not fighting, but they're not getting along. And I've been in the store several times with my grandfather. Uh-huh. And we go into the back. I've never been to the back. And there's a door there.
Uh-huh.
That if you didn't know it was there, you'd walk right by it.
Right.
Oh, so we go in.
Hidden door.
It's one of those inconspicuous doors in the back of the 7-Eleven.
You know how they do.
Why can these guys never tell a good tale? It's so consistent in all these people that they have this desire to provide details that contribute nothing.
Yeah, I mean, they're all dumb human beings.
I suppose that's it. Or maybe,
they're not exactly brilliant.
Maybe they're so advanced that our simple minds can't comprehend.
That's true. This could be going over my head.
He's a super soldier. We're just two retards.
Yeah.
Kids about my age. And they're all sitting at these tables, like these kindergarten tables, sitting down low with the small chairs.
Duncan, that was a school.
And they all have the same thing.
You're supposed to stay 500 feet away from that.
Well, this lady comes in that did not fit. Okay, she's tall, she's elegant. Mm-hmm. The fur coat, come on. This is
fur coat.
Wow.
Okay.
She's rocking her finest mink coat at the school.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I guess the government's got, that's where that black ops budget goes. It's
right,
to fur coats.
Happen, all right. And she played a very prominent role from there on, because she's in several of my memories. And she sets me down to play. She says, she gives me a stack of blocks.
Okay.
Okay. And what they are is they're puzzle pieces.
Oh.
And says, make me a picture. And walks off. So I look around for
Sounded like a test you give to a child to see if they have autism.
I had to take one of these where did you ever do that one where they.
Probably.
It's a one-on-one thing. They give you blocks and then they make shapes and then they ask you to like build it.
Right.
Yeah. I had to do that. I think he may be mixing his memories together.
They gotta make sure if you're retarded or not.
I don't quite like all these, of all the places to have your secret super soldier class. Is it really just gonna be in a local store where Duncan was born?
Apparently.
Guy there who's in a suit who again does not, shouldn't be there. Okay.
Right, right.
And they have a clipboard and she's signing some papers. Now, 6 years old, I puzzled, but you don't think much of it. So I sit there and I start taking these puzzle pieces. And this fits, this don't fit. And I'm going like this to picture. And I sit back. The lady walks up to the front. The guy walks up behind me.
Fascinating.
She looks at him and smiles.
Grabs my ass.
And that's when it started. I was given something to drink. I remember feeling sleepy.
Nice.
That's it.
So are you saying, did you go home with your parents that night?
No, I did not.
Well, they didn't want
taken,
you, see.
Directly, this is what I found out later, because once I went to sleep, whatever was in the drink, the Kool-Aid or soda, whatever they gave me, put me out. My next memory was at 9.5 years old.
Well, that seems weird.
Yeah, also...
That's a hell of a roofie.
3-year roofie. Yeah. Look, that's a good return on investment drug-wise, though. If you can take one hit of something
and be
fucked up.
I'd go for a 3-year nap every now and then.
But I'm unclear why his parents would basically sell him to the United States government.
Because they didn't like him.
That's most likely the case. He's probably paying the ass to raise.
They're probably junkies.
Yeah,
you have a blank in your memory right now.
Just wanted to get some fucking dope.
Now, I have...
Trading a baby for smack.
Some memories have came back. And I have bits and pieces of memories of what happened.
Yeah, we know. You were molested.
Some
get to it.
Some I have documentation. Some are just memories that are there. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then from there.
At 9 years old, why do you remember 9 years old? What happened then?
Because I had to take a stint in a hospital. A hospital here, the University of Kentucky. They did some type of procedures that no one's ever really been able to explain to me. Even as an adult, I tried to get the records.
They removed part of your brain.
No one will release those records to me.
Well, they tried to, but it wasn't there.
From there, I had a couple of years as a kid where everything seemed okay, a lot of paranormal activity going on and all that. Then at 14, I'm gone again.
Gone to the hospital?
No, gone.
High as a kite. Don't remember a thing.
Okay, so looking back,
this timeline isn't super clear. So kidnapped by the government at 6...
comatose till 9,
where he then goes to the hospital, and then he's comatose again till 14.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I guess part of the super soldier program isn't giving you a super memory.
No, that checks out.
Oh, you basically feel that you were trained as a soldier during that time?
Yes.
Could you describe some of the training to us?
No.
Absolutely not.
Is to back up.
I would love so much if just one of these interviewers would be like, you're an expert in martial arts. Please demonstrate your martial arts skills for us.
Can you punch a hole in this wall for me?
Yes, with your 2,000 foot-pound pressure punch.
For 1 second.
Sure.
Imagine Project Talent, the people in Project Talent, being sent to school. Okay. When we're in elementary school, we're all taught the same thing. Okay. That's where the martial arts training was started. I have vivid memories of 15, 20 of us in a group.
Nice camera change.
With adults, sick work. And they trained us as adults. There was no kid gloves, okay? 6, 7 years old, 8 years old, you got your butt kicked off. I mean, they beat us tremendously.
Hell yeah, dude. This is awesome.
I'm not quite clear why the Army would feel a need to kidnap a bunch of kindergartners just to beat the shit out of them, but that is very funny.
Well, I say you turn them into super soldiers. Physical trauma.
Just some fucking Marine beating the shit out of first graders.
Fucking be a super soldier.
Use your psychic powers.
Bend that steel.
The paranormal training started as well. Everybody, that is where they were weeding out. Who's good at this? Who's good at that? Mm-hmm. Who's going to be a soldier? Who's going to be a psychic spy?
You nice. Have at this time certain, like a black belt in karate or...
No, it's just
even
a normal belt.
Yeah. That was my racist belt.
Started
the belt I used
studios.
To beat blacks.
Yeah.
I hold a fifth degree black now.
Yeah,
legitimately.
Of course you
fifth
do.
Fifth degree black.
In the real world,
right.
So to speak.
Right.
Now... You
yeah,
also
we get
said,
it. You're probably doing karate.
Having to specify that you really do have this in the real
no,
world.
No, for real,
though,
for real.
This one isn't made up.
I know. Everything else, bullshit, but my karate, I don't fuck around with.
He's also in that sweet zone age-wise when karate got like really fucking popular during Karate Kid age. And then there was just a bunch of dojos that were basically belt mills where you could just pay to get like fancy belts, more or less.
Yeah.
Something in an interview that I read that says something about having remembered when you started teaching karate, This is how you triggered some earlier memories of all
right. There was one incident in particular. I had a friend of mine who was an ex-Green Beret, and he wasn't a regular. He would come in and work out with me when he was home on leave or those kind of things. And we're sparring one night. And he's a big, rough, raw-boned guy, okay? He's going to go in a bar and wipe half of it out and never break a sweat. So we're sparring. And I did a technique that
kicked
when he
his head
up
clean
off the floor, He's angry, bumfuzzled. Yeah, where did you learn that?
That's a new one.
And then it hit me. I don't have a clue. Where did I learn that? And he said, that came straight off the farm. I'm only 19 years old. I said, farm? Well, you know, what are you talking about? Cattle farm? Pig farm? Well, I didn't have a clue. And he said, the CIA training facility, the farm.
Oh, right, of course.
And little things started clicking.
That's where he learned karate. Okay.
Right. He and just doesn't remember.
When I really started to get memories back was about 8-9 years ago when I had an automobile accident. And automobile. It ruptured three
I love the idea of getting severe head trauma and being like, no, what I'm thinking about now is actually real.
Yeah, it turns out I just need to, my brain need to be punched.
Yeah. Oh, no. The trauma was a good thing now.
We had to do karate against my brain to make it remember.
Yeah,
things.
Not be like, oh, I think my brain's lying, to be like, oh, man, this is cool.
That's a much better way to live, though, is you just lean in when your mind starts deteriorating. Just lean into that.
Yeah,
pretend
like,
it's real.
Oh, no, I'm actually just fucking sick.
No, it turns out I'm a CIA psychic spy.
Yeah. My neck.
Not just a guy who got rear-ended.
Yeah, okay, dude.
Finally gave me the MRI. The electromagnetic resonance.
That's what it stands for.
The cranial implant.
Of course, he's got a chip.
Somewhere, somehow, I have a cranial implant. And I say this because I have it on film.
Couldn't that be from the head trauma?
And when they put.
It might be from the car accident. You know, maybe something got in there. Or it's the CIA.
That's true.
Me and the MRI machine, when they turned it on, when it started to spin. Okay.
Right.
Imagine.
Also, if it was metal, it'd probably be ripped out of his fucking
head.
Yeah,
wouldn't that have killed him?
You're in there.
Not a super soldier, though.
You see 1,000 TV screens, and they come at you at once. On each one of those TV screens is a picture.
Wow.
Each picture is a memory, and it's just coming.
I'd hate to be attacked by TV screens.
That's how I started to get total memory.
And now, I don't know. The TVs, they're attacking. Was this correct? You were screaming, and the engine, the MRI blew up? Or
the MRI called, the machine itself called.
Of course. Wow.
That's what actually brought me out of it. Because I'm there in nothing but my underwear and a gown, holding my head, screaming.
Hard as a rock.
And I noticed smoke, okay? And the techs come out, nurses come out, and they grab me, and they want to do all this to get me out of there. They start to fire extinguishers and all that.
Wow. Now do you have the cranial implant to
it's
this day?
It's still there.
No, of course
just,
not.
From what I understand, it's not working.
Oh, it's malfunctioning.
And what makes you think
they've ruined it?
Because I haven't been used anymore.
My dick stopped working.
I haven't had the blackout spell and be gone for 3 or 4 days or a week.
Oh,
with no memory.
Hell yeah, dude.
They stopped.
I know what's going on there.
Yeah, I've had a few blackout spells in my day, too. I was trained by the CIA.
No, you understand. I'm part of the CIA.
The CIA made me drink this bottle of MD-2020.
Okay, buddy, let's go get you some coffee.
This is a new twist I haven't heard before, though, which is the reason he doesn't have his powers is the CIA deactivated his power chip.
They turned him off, bro. That's why he looks like a piece of shit.
Well, this is like Space Jam, where the true talent lies within him all along. He simply has to believe in himself.
Right. This one is dead center in the brain. It looks
probably
like a grain of rice.
Oh, you have a tumor.
It's just dead center in the brain.
It's that small.
That's your pituitary gland.
And
you idiot.
Through independent sources, and they look at it and like, you got a problem. It's got to be removed.
You're dying.
You want to die? I said, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I don't.
That's hilarious, sir. We got to get this out of your head. I think you're going to die soon. Like, no, you're not taking my fucking chip.
Yeah, don't worry. The CIA put that in my head. Yeah. When
I worked hard to get this chip. Okay, I'm not just giving it up.
It does. It certainly sounds like he does have a brain tumor.
Do you know how much this chip costs? I killed men for this chip.
Okay. I just want their opinion. I want to hear what they have to say.
Well, apparently you didn't want their opinion.
No, because you disregarded it.
Or I have someone else who's willing to sign a deposition saying that they were there, they saw it, they know. If I don't have proof, I'll say this is what I think.
Okay. So back when you're a child and you go to the hospital, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have something going on with your body that they changed at that time? Do you know what happened?
I remember going through a procedure, okay, and I remember waking up, and the machine, so this would have been 1969,
uh-huh.
Okay, and I remember the machine was about the size of this table, canvas wrapped, and they were bringing it down on top of me, and it would get hot.
Uh-huh, it was a pinion press.
Right, of course.
I was supposed to be drugged completely while I woke up in the middle of it, and I remember being dozens of tubes land to each side of me where they have been plugged in one at a time. Wow. Now, what happened? I don't know.
Isn't that literally just a scene from, like, Captain America when they give him the super serum?
Yeah, I mean, it's from the comic books.
Did you have uncommon strength, or were you, you know, did you notice drastic changes in your outlook towards reality? I mean, at 14, this is probably hard to tell, but, you know, as time went on, do you think that you developed at a different rate than other children? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because of maybe some of this?
I think so. I've always been stronger, faster, more endurance than anybody around.
Yeah, it
and
shows.
That is also the same with all of us that came out of these projects. Mm-hmm. That's part of the super soldier structure. They want the super soldier to be just that super, beyond normal.
Wow, that's stronger, of course. They want endurance. The super soldier to be super.
Oh, well, I had never considered that. But,
yeah, the super soldier on the block.
They should probably put a few more skill points into the brain portion of the soldier. They got to level that up.
A little less brain cancer, maybe.
Yeah. That's what they want.
So can you tell us what abilities you have? But if at
yes.
The peak of your
Hell
performance,
yeah,
yes.
If you want to call it that, what do you think you were capable of?
Physical ones, yeah, I've kept. The paranormal abilities, I have kept some. The main paranormal abilities come out when the alternate personality.
Oh, when you're
out.
Drunk, of
that's
course.
One of the things that
alternate
they did
personality.
Yeah.
They gave us alternate personalities. So we were trained in the alternate personality.
Damn, he actually may be good at this. That's not bad. So split personality, this version doesn't know karate.
Yeah, the other one does.
But the split personality.
Get a few drinks in me.
He's the one who has all the talent.
I start punching holes in walls.
I have witnesses that have
song. That really is the story. If you strip away all the excesses, yeah. It's just like, I usually get blackout drunk and punch yeah. walls.
And kick cars trying to kick them in half.
It was Project Talent.
No, I'm training.
One punch. You know,
the government needs me.
I was measured.
I had to save America.
Speed and everything.
Just him wearing the Captain America suit.
We're stealing beer from a fucking liquor store.
Throwing up in a dark alley.
God, fight for my country.
The reptilians poisoned me.
My punching power. At this time,
I'm sorry. I got to hear what he's.
That did all the testing for the pro sports, for the football teams and all that.
Oh, he was an NFL
My punching
player.
Power, mm-hmm. At this time, my weight was 175 pounds.
Okay.
And
that's it?
When are we talking? How many years ago or what year? If you
Well, obviously, I've put on a few.
Yeah, that's a slim super soldier. I mean, I
yeah,
I would
have expected like 220.
Yeah, I don't know what Tully is, but that's, you know, that's about my weight.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
Let's see. 1984.
Uh-huh.
In the spring of 1984.
Okay.
And the testing came out as unreal.
I believe
My punching
that.
Power I was heavier, it. Stronger than that of a super heavyweight boxer.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell
my
yeah,
kicking
dude.
Power and speed was even more than that. My kicks uh-huh. in my right leg were 120 miles an hour.
Hell yeah, dude. That's so cool.
Just being like, I could have beat up Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Oh, I could kick your head clean off your shoulders.
My punching power was well over 1,800 to 1,950 foot-pounds. That'll bust concrete blocks.
Yeah.
Oh, funny you mentioned that.
Okay,
I got a concrete
now,
block right here that needs punching.
Yes, please, Duncan.
Oh, I can't do it right now.
No.
That wouldn't be cool.
The vibrations in the room are off.
Yeah.
Ability. What were those abilities?
My primary psychic abilities and the ones that I have kept in this personality is being able to get in someone's mind, being able to far see events in real time.
Far see.
And when I mean get in someone's mind, I don't mean read their mind, read their thoughts, hear their thoughts. It's more of what some people that I work with now, we call picting. We see pictures of their thoughts. Like you may be thirsty, thinking about a soda. I'll look at you. I'll see a Pepsi can. Okay.
Oh, God, that's all this dick.
And these type of abilities to a fighter, a soldier, or an assassin, think of the edge that gives that person.
It's worthless.
So,
you got to play pictograms.
Do you have absolute real recall of times when you're in the other personality now?
I have witnesses to that, yeah. See, what happened is I'm not supposed to remember anything right now. Okay?
I imagine.
Well, I think you're supposed to die
the people
of cancer.
To remember are usually late 50s, early 60s. Okay?
So right around the onset of dementia.
But I'm not saying 60s old, but in this society, by the time you're 60, 62, anywhere in there, people write you off.
So how old are you now? Because I can't tell.
46.
Uh-huh.
I know.
That dude's 46?
I would have guessed much older than that.
All right, he's definitely an alcoholic.
Something rapidly aged him. Yeah. Maybe after you get off the super soldier serum, there's another one to make you look like a fat mess.
I would have said mid-50s minimum.
That would have, 55-ish would have been my guess.
Says you don't look 46. That's one of the ever traits.
Yeah, you look worse, dude.
Significantly worse. The longevity.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had a look a day over 25.
Most people who start, when they start getting their memories back, how luscious
my hair is.
Just a man who's completely pale with thinning hair being like, I was elite physically. I still am.
Everyone tells me I look so young.
Bodies begin to mesh. They're no longer personality A, personality B anymore. They start going together.
Scissoring.
So when all these other memories start coming in, meshing with the other memories, they go nuts.
Most people.
So most of these people committed suicide.
Okay.
Have you considered it?
And the ones who didn't wind up in asylums.
Punching himself in the face to kill himself.
I punch so hard. It is at least nice that he admits that most people who say things that he says belong in asylums, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little awareness.
He's so close to getting it, but just get like, oh, those guys are crazy, but me, I'm the real deal.
I got it right.
Being programmed to commit suicide.
Yes. Who the fuck is that?
Like a kind of self-destruct when no longer useful.
Mm-hmm. A Brit.
Boom.
Absolutely.
So you kind of have
get
beat
out of there,
the system
you wanker.
In a certain
so
sense.
He's programmed to kill himself when he's no longer useful. Well, aren't we all?
Yeah, it's kind of how life works.
Sounds
eventually,
like death to me.
Yeah, you're useless and then you die.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't the government, maybe I'm just not thinking clearly, but if the government wanted someone dead, couldn't they just kill him?
I mean, they got a pretty good track record of, just having you murdered.
I mean, the entire might of the United States Army, surely they could defeat... that.
Well, I mean, I guess they gave him cancer, so.
Yeah, I guess, you know, long run.
Yeah, he is dying. He just doesn't realize.
He doesn't want to acknowledge
it. No, it's a chip.
It's a superpower.
Yeah.
You must have had.
No, if you
struggles.
Cut it out, I can't be able to read people's
so what's
minds.
What's keeping you going, and what is it that you think allowed
I can
you
talk
to
God
sort of maintain?
After the car accident, we moved from this area. We moved to upstate New Jersey.
Hmm.
I was never
the
supposed
super
to
soldier.
Lift anything over 5 pounds again. I was never supposed to be able to hold my arms above my head. That's how serious.
Well, most of our veterans experience that.
Yeah,
2 o'clock
John
in the morning,
McCain.
I'm sitting in my apartment in New Jersey.
He really is good because now he's also worked in why he can't do any form of supernatural feat anymore.
Yeah.
It's because he got in the car accident, so of course he's weak.
Yeah, of course. His body's been crippled.
He's not even supposed to be able to lift his arms up, but he's such a super soldier that he overcame that.
They were supposed to get rid of me.
Little voice comes in. What the? Is
stop being a fag.
What's wrong?
I told you I'm not gay, Daddy.
Get up and fight. I started doing push-ups at night.
Hell yeah, dude.
A year later, I'm fine.
I was fucking like I was
so
28.
You basically brought yourself back from your injuries.
The injury's still there. I can go to a neurologist right now, let them do an x-ray, and they'll look at me and say, you
should.
Need to be in surgery today.
Nah, ride this out, bro. Okay. You're good.
Huh. Well, the brain's not
but
important.
I refuse to go.
Not his.
The pain is still there. I live with pain 24/7.
And that's why I eat pills
and
all
again,
day.
If
government Vicodin.
I drink and pop
to
pills to get
kid.
Rid of that pain.
Super soldier pellets, as I call them.
I call them my super pills. It's like Michael's secret stuff.
Pills.
Except it's pills.
But you're not
popping eight Vicodin in his mouth and doing curls.
That's so cool.
Now,
dude,
I'm curious because you have this tattoo on your arm. It looks actually kind of beautiful.
Oh, it's a swastika.
I blacked out and got drunk.
I had to roll with the white supremacist faction in prison, so I was not murdered.
Yeah.
You got in Vietnam?
No.
You know, the swastika is actually an Indian symbol for peace. And SS is a super soldier.
This was supposed to be one of a kind. It's my design.
Really?
This was something that came to me in a dream, actually.
Wow. I believe it.
And I designed
sure, dude.
It.
Is that a dragon?
It'd been funny if it was just a barbed wire fucking
like
tattoo.
Like a tribal tattoo.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a pretty stereotypical dragon tattoo. I don't
know.
It's not
really.
It's
not the most creative thing
I've
ever seen.
And I had a tattoo artist do it for me.
Oh, you had
and
a tattoo artist tattoo
you. And it stayed one of a kind for
you.
A couple of years. And then all of a sudden, I started seeing seeing it out. And she does have her work on a website.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm walking in the Walmart across the street of all places.
Yeah.
About 6 months ago, and there's a paperback novel, that's on the front cover of the paperback novel, identical.
And you designed it.
And I designed this.
Wow.
What
cool.
book?
It's very nice. So what happened in Vietnam? Because you have an amazing story about that.
I was in
I killed
Vietnam
civilians
twice.
In mass.
That I know of.
Okay.
Some of these areas are still murky. Because, like I said, I keep finding out more things. Every day.
Okay.
Once I was 12 years old. Okay. I know people say, I got.
Wait, yeah. Vietnam, what's the year? Nam is 70s, isn't it?
60s and 70s, yeah.
So he was 10 to like 14 in Nam?
Apparently.
Wow.
1972. You were in Vietnam.
So he's 12 years old.
Actually, we weren't in Vietnam. We were in Cambodia.
Okay.
We weren't supposed to be in Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
A Navy SEAL team and a Marine Corps recon team were pinned down.
I would be so fucking pissed if I was about to die and the government sent in a 12-year-old
to
save
me. Yeah, they sent in chill. Well, I guess this is why we lost Vietnam.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. We're fighting the army with 12-year-olds.
Yeah, we're trying a child militia.
They called in for reinforcements, somebody to get them out.
Mm-hmm. And that was you.
And I'm telling you exactly what
the
a Marine Corps
single-man unit.
Recon captain and a Navy SEAL captain told me. Now, I have my own memories of it, but I saw it from my point of view. I'm going to tell you what from their point of view. A black helicopter, a Huey, lands.
Mm-hmm.
12 kids come off the chopper.
Wow, the child unit.
Oh, no, he's getting emotional.
Yeah, there still are a couple things that's...
Take your time. We got all the time in the world, and I can understand.
Stop being a pussy and answer the question.
You're a super
please.
Soldier. Stop being a bitch.
I have a limited amount of film.
We're short.
I only booked this library room for an hour. I hope it says the kids just got immediately gunned down.
That'd be so funny. I'm the only one who survived.
We came off the chopper,
mm-hmm.
formed a semicircle, and we all held hands.
Gay.
There was.
Super gay.
Were they all boys?
No.
Super gay.
Well, it wasn't all boys. That would be gay.
What are they, the Care Bears?
Were they all around the same age?
Captain Planet.
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Okay, so all around the age of 12?
Anywhere between 9 and 12. I was team leader.
Okay. Of course you were.
Yeah,
to defeat the Vietnamese
we
with
held
the power
hands,
of friendship.
Raised our arms. And killed them all.
Wait. What just happened?
You killed them all.
You killed them all? Of course, he has a
Who
fucking bandana.
Every Mayrose soldier within 20 miles.
What?
He killed everyone in a 20-square mile radius. I don't think I've ever seen a guy use like a paisley bandana as a handkerchief
yeah,
before.
That's the first. Well, he thought he was classy.
Yes, that's a very white trash move.
How is it that your powers were able to target the other side and not?
I didn't think about that.
Oh,
I was
fuck.
Like the lead battery, but I wasn't the one who did the
who
targeting.
Aimed. So you didn't. You didn't actually aim your power. You guys were the power.
Someone else did the aiming.
Was it the kids that did the aiming or someone else completely?
One of the other kids.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now, did you know the other kids?
Mm-hmm.
At the time, you knew the kids.
I know one right now.
Do you? Huh? Okay. Now, is this person willing to come forward or not?
No.
Absolutely not.
Shocking.
Are they even aware that they're one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Are they?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, we really appreciate that you're sharing this with us because this is obviously a huge thing, and people never like to talk about the
getting emotional about your just bold-faced lies is very funny.
It's so cool.
He's just completely fabricating something and be like, it still affects me to this day.
Kids, the day.
The negative side of the powers of the mind, but obviously this is one of the applications, and there's no reason to hide it.
It's not that. It's funny. I've done a lot of things that were not of my doing, not of my making. Mm-hmm. Some of them bring out an emotional response. Some don't. Some are kind of like, so what? And some I have no control. Mm-hmm. And I go through this little emotional, and then I'm okay. And then I'm fine with it.
Sure.
You know, it's like, I can't cry on command, believe me, I've tried. Okay.
What an odd thing to have to state.
Yes.
But
it's a little suspicious.
It was explained to me, it makes perfect sense. 12 kids. Imagine 12 batteries.
Oh, imagine.
One battery, you might get nothing. Add two, you get a jolt. Add three, you get a burn. Add 12, you get electrocuted.
Oh, wow. So it really is a psychic Care Bear kind of thing where they team up and use their powers collectively to kill Vietnamese.
Power of love to kill those gooks.
linked, joined up through everything, kind of the semicircle, start from the center because I was in the center, like this, out. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened.
And this is something you guys were obviously trained to do.
Right.
Do you have a memory at all? Has anything come back of your trainers?
Remember the lady in the hardware store?
Yeah.
Yeah, she figured very prominently when I was young. The next memory I have of her is in a lab coat. And
was it a
I'm
fur lab
house.
Coat?
It's been described to me as the mansion. And I have my couple of
the
ideas
thug's mansion.
Where this place is or was, but I have no proof. Okay.
There was a Tupac Shakur.
I'm in a hallway, and there's green and white tile. These 12 by 12 tiles.
That was a mental institution.
And I'm doing something that
I was
all
in
of
this
us,
mansion
that come out of this,
walls.
The
they kept
place.
Making me take pills and show my tongue.
Like come down on one knee or anything like that, we squat.
Wow. They squat.
Makes fascinating.
No sense in some ways, but in some ways to us it does. When we squat on the balls of our feet with the arms out loose, almost like an animal. Okay.
Well, you were learning karate.
About 10 feet away, I have a small water bucket. And what I'm doing is raising the bucket, trying to turn it over, sit it down gently.
Okay.
Raising it with your mind or with
correct.
Your hands?
Just with my mind. And what I do.
Yeah.
The fact that Carrie thought he may have just been referring to
picking up a
bucket
and putting it down.
Is that with your hands or?
I'm raising it, turning it about halfway, and it's just dropping. I'm not getting it. Okay. And I look around, and this lady's behind me with her clipboard, you know, taking notes. And I tried to get a response. You know, I looked at her trying to be nice. Said, I've almost got it. And she basically just looks down, snarls, and walks off. Oh. You know, there was nothing nice about any of this.
All these people are always monsters towards the kids.
Wow.
Boy, are
so,
they.
No
okay.
one's ever just a decent person.
Do you,
well, you, make them
you
super.
Said you were in Vietnam twice to, mm-hmm. that you remembered. What was the second time?
The second time.
Oh, vacation.
All I remember being shot down.
Beautiful country.
We were taking off in a Black Hawk. No, I'm sorry, not a Black Hawk. That was
a Huey.
That's when another incident in a Huey. And we got about 10 feet off the ground and took some anti-aircraft fire, and we went down. And this Navy SEAL captain.
Maybe it's just me, but I would use my psychic powers to prevent me from being shot down.
Yeah, I would have stopped the bullets.
Well, if you can kill everyone in a 20-mile radius, surely you can stop missiles from hitting your plane.
I would assume so.
Who we've talked about is the one that pulled me out of the chopper.
Oh. So this is the guy, the witness that mm-hmm. you say is also witness to the Vietnam incident that you told us
right.
with the kids.
Correct.
And he was in charge of the... Where was he at the time?
The easiest way to say about this guy, his whole family was CIA. Mm-hmm. Okay. He was one of the most decorated and had one of the best kill records in Vietnam.
Naturally.
His abilities as a sniper were unparalleled. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, he was also a sailboat captain because he pulled, I think, five or seven tours in Vietnam.
So, but he wasn't messed with the way you were, I'm assuming.
He does have some memory gaps, yes,
okay.
But not to the extent that I have or some of the other.
And how did you guys hook up?
When I started getting my memories back, I started looking for him.
I found this new app.
Because
it's a super soldier tracking
app. Who he was? I mean, you mm-hmm. Now you remembered from the age of 12 who he was?
Yeah. I remembered his face, and I knew, being what he was, he's going to only be in certain circles. So I started frequenting those circles. And I finally found him, and we sat down at dinner at a casino.
No idea.
And started trading stories, and that's history.
Wow, that's great.
Is he willing to come forward on record?
He is, yes.
Would you introduce us?
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I wonder who that is. There's only so many super soldiers.
Okay.
Oh, it wasn't actually a person.
Can you tell us a little bit more?
It's a canine
unit.
Were.
I'm going to imagine you were a remote viewer. Am I right?
Not one of the best, but yeah.
Okay. So you were physically trained. You were mentally very astute. What was your title? Were you, in other words, you said some were psychic spies, some were warriors?
Correct. My problem, and I've been told this by some very strong psies, is my problem is that I fight the psychic abilities. I don't just let them blow.
Oh,
I
he's
fight
too good of a psychic to be a psychic.
I see. His brain's just too strong.
As I graduated through Project Talent, I said it was a school, moving on.
What age was this? Would you say
this would have been mid to late teens?
Okay.
So after it, I done
was
two tours in NOM.
A soldier with psi abilities. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. I said, I wasn't one of those that was put into the pitch black room and could tell you what a politician 4,000 miles away was having.
God, if a 12-year-old beat
okay,
my
I wasn't
ass,
one of those.
I'd be okay. So embarrassed.
I know some people who
you
were.
Can't recover from sure. that.
Nope.
But I wasn't.
Unless you're Cat Williams,
now,
he got over.
Did you know Joseph McMonagall in that?
Who's
that name does group? Ring a bell. Uh-huh. I've been asked that before. I just can't say for sure.
Okay. So where were you based, do you think? I mean, you weren't based in Kentucky.
No. No. I have memories of being in several different training facilities. I do know.
Institutions.
I spent 3 years on St. Thomas, on the island of St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands.
Of course.
And uh-huh. that was verified to me about 3 years ago.
Okay.
I'm going around seeing people, and they're looking at me saying, I haven't seen you since you were a kid.
I guess what I'm trying to get at is, you know, once you were trained, you were sort of ready to go. So where did they use you? Do you have any idea? You know, were
I
you
didn't.
In war?
After NOM, I do have some vivid memories of a couple of assassinations that were
cool.
carried out.
Hell yeah, dude.
He killed Kennedy.
I have memories of being on military bases. And I had it verified that I was at Norfolk Station, Norfolk, Virginia, by a radar man who was stationed there.
The radar man.
With a
the world's worst superhero.
And
everyone knows him.
He contacted me. Because he saw my
well,
picture.
Well, the Army's
and
only
so
got
he
one.
He told me.
Right.
As just one guy.
What happened during this time is that he told me things as it's fact.
Radar from the show MASH.
That I thought were just dreams/memories. And he's telling me this without me telling him anything.
Were you an assassin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was.
And
of course.
I don't know. How did you
just like Benjamin Fulford?
And what kind of people would you be assassinating? Do you have any idea? I mean,
blacks,
were they
minorities.
People in wartime? Were they
no.
Americans?
Some, yeah.
Ooh.
One that I remember, and I think I remember it so vividly, is because it was the last one. The last
and
time
you
I
always
ever
remember
did
your first and last
for the government was in D.C. And I
DC
put
sniper.
Three rounds through the heart of a very high intelligence official.
Nice, dude.
Now, do you have
don't you think that would have made the news?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume so. Also, probably not good to admit to murder on camera.
There is no statute of limitations. It is still murdering, especially, you know, a person of power in D.C. That is a no-go. But I that seems like something you could probably Google and find pretty quick if someone in Washington, D.C. was shot through the heart with a sniper rifle.
I would assume it'd be, you know, headline news.
Conscious memory of this?
Of this one, I do, yes.
Okay.
I never knew the name. I was given a photo, a target, habits, to the job. That's it.
Why would you need his habits if you're a psychic?
And do you remember any operations taking place in other countries?
France.
Ooh.
In France.
Oui, oui.
That's interesting.
What the vivid memory is that I have, and I also was shown a photograph of me sitting at a little cafe from the Eiffel Tower.
I was with Roman Polanski.
I have no knowledge.
Another super children.
At that time of being
he loved children.
But the guy showed
a mission
me the
pictures
of Abraham Black and White, and there I am, drinking something out of a cup of steam, and there's the Eiffel Tower in the background.
Wow.
A cup
and
of steam.
I remember doing a job.
I'll have steam on the rocks.
But I don't remember what it was about. A decoy was sent in, and
nice.
The lady was to do was to get the guy to come out of the bar, hopefully not exactly in his right mind, inebriated if possible.
Nice.
And my job was to snatch, grab, get the information, and then terminate.
So I fucked his ass.
And I remember doing the snatch and the grab.
I learned from Polanski. Showed me his top secret methods.
I call this the Roman.
So you must see movies, right?
I'm a Roman soldier.
Oh, you don't go to movies.
I can't.
Okay.
No, he can't go to movies. That's a
maybe,
bummer.
Maybe, you know, there's a lot of violence
he's
in movies, a lot of scenes
off,
of that kind of thing, and I was wondering if those might trigger some of your memories.
They do.
I got
violence
beaten off to the Goonies.
Se, I love wrestling.
Apparently that's frowned upon.
That is an extremely excellent soundbite.
Violence per se does nothing. I love wrestling.
I love wrestling.
Real violence, wrestling.
Professional wrestling techniques.
Well, there's his IQ check.
When I was an instructor.
I did a tour with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The last movie I tried to watch
him and Kevin Hart
was The Bourne Identity.
Nice.
I couldn't get halfway through it.
Me neither.
It was too real.
I do a total.
I hate Mark Wahlberg.
Okay, you see.
I love what he did to the Vietnamese.
Your personality doesn't change.
I like his racism, but you know his acting's terrible.
God help whoever I'm watching a movie with. And I'll just get up and walk away. Sci-fi movies don't bother me, but anything concerning government black operations, CIA, NSA, covert killings, I can't do it.
He's too super a soldier to watch movies.
Any remembrance of other planets? I know this sounds a little out there, but I have
no,
heard of
actually
some
not.
Soldiers.
Actually not. Uh-huh. There is one thing that a couple of us share, and that is a deep fear and dread of the planet Mars.
Ooh.
Bring up
what
the
a
planet
twist.
Mars to us. And it's just like watching one of those movies.
I was just about to do that. So, yeah. Mars
oh, I knew that. That's why I said it.
I'm a psychic.
Something about Mars that changes our entire attitude at that time. I know one person who point blank says they better leave Mars alone.
Wow, you know a guy who says that?
Meaning, leave it alone, don't talk about it?
What?
He's a drunk at the local tavern.
Who's supposed to be on Mars? I'm aware we got Nazis and dinosaurs on the moon, along with the Elohim, if you want to listen to Cliff High.
Martians?
Is that, but...
The Greys?
I guess maybe. I feel
it kind of varies, I think.
I feel like the moon is the one that has the bad rep, but Mars is typically seen as a good thing.
I mean, Mars is pretty cool.
Or meaning don't
go.
There.
A super don't soldier. Go. That they're waking something up.
Awakening the Mars Giant.
Nice.
Now you're, okay, you're still a psychic, would you say? Okay. So
I dabble.
You must have some thoughts or associations with Mars. Are you willing to talk about that? I mean, because I know that you said that you develop headaches sometimes after these talks.
Oh,
you know, where
of course.
You know, all reveal that and kind of go back in your own mind as to your history.
I'm having insulin right now. Headaches are part of the conditioning.
Right.
Sure.
Okay, it's
super
a headache, but it's a fake headache.
I get super migraines.
It's a program
these are
headache.
Navy SEAL
I'd like
migraines.
To know if you see special machinery.
Yes. Okay. It's underground.
Wow.
And have you seen any certain kind of beings there?
Yes, they're in stasis.
It's like a kind of artificially induced hibernation.
Thank you.
And is that
exactly
what he said?
It's not humans that are in that state.
No.
It's the beings.
And they're very tall. They have long features.
Okay, so maybe tall grays?
Like Egyptian,
tall whites?
Quite
believers.
A bit. Okay. Quite a bit.
Talk a lot about anger in the recent interview that I saw that you've got, I guess, on your site.
Yeah.
And
well, you see, I have a problem.
Can you tell us a little about that? Can you describe the anger?
Court-mandated
how you
anger
deal
management.
With it?
Super anger management.
I punch holes in walls.
It was pure rage. When these memories came back and when I started...
The more
I said
he
down,
describes this, the more it legitimately does just sound like brain trauma. Like
of course it's what it is.
Yeah, he's rageful about shit he shouldn't be rageful about. He gets randomly emotional.
He's got a psychosis of new memories.
Yeah.
I started putting together all the things that...
A car accident really fucked him up.
All the things that was done to me. Things that I was forced to
sometimes
do.
Sometimes a car accident turns into Kanye rage. West, and sometimes
you know,
it's Duncan O'Finney.
Yeah, we're a roll of the dice.
Go nuts.
It's through the wire or Project Camelot.
Well, as the old saying goes, I'm crazy but not stupid. Okay.
Well I don't know about that.
Fighter,
you could be
I
both.
Trained, channel your anger. Don't let your anger channel you.
Wow.
So
and
wise.
That's what I started doing. So I
He's
took
like a samurai.
Being so mad I can't do anything, I turned that anger to being so mad I want to do something.
Wow.
And I've stayed that way.
So is that why you started writing books?
No, actually I started writing
money.
It's just
I was
kind
broke.
Of my own therapy, just to get it out. Mm-hmm. And
I cannot imagine how bad his writing is listening to him talk.
It must be horrific.
I'm kind of
he probably
tempted.
Reads it like a 10th grade
and
level.
And somebody read some of it and said, this is pretty good. You need to keep it up. And so I did.
That person was also an idiot.
Yeah,
and
they
now
were
you've
lying.
Got a book coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. Deadly Awakening.
Who published it?
It's about everything we've talked about here.
Oh, I printed it
all
out.
All the side streets that we don't have time to go up. It's supposedly going to be turned into a movie.
Oh,
of course.
Okay, that totally caught me off guard.
Man, Hollywood really has a low bar.
Well, that's
boy,
wonderful.
Do they? These Jews.
You know, that's very exciting.
Maybe they're right.
They don't pick them like they used to.
Tell your story to a wider audience. What would you like to result from that?
I would like to see enough people wake up to march on Washington and say these projects stop.
What projects?
And hold the people accountable.
The super soldier?
Okay.
Yeah, why are we stop making people super?
Class action lawsuits. There's not going to be prosecution. That's fine. You know, I got over that years ago. Everybody else involved needs to get over that. Just hold them accountable and stop it. Okay?
Why would you be mad at the people who gave you superpowers?
Yeah, it sounds
absolutely.
Pretty cool to me.
A karate psychic is a pretty sweet...
These projects
sweet thing to get.
I think
you said in the 60s there were 1,000 kits, of which
were
there were only 60 left.
In 1966, there was supposed to have been 1,000 that were taken worldwide that was in my group, as it were. There's only about 20 of us left now.
Wow, they've all killed themselves.
I think what I have to explain. We were actually, at 6-7 years old, put in survival defense. Okay? Our personalities were split. Anyone, any normal kid, any normal person would not do the things that we did in their right frame of mind. Mm-hmm. So they had to split our personalities. And they had a clean slate with that new personality.
Fascinating.
Had no rhyme, no reason, no right, no wrong, no concept. So they made it into what they wanted it to be. this is how they split my personality. Now, I don't know. I'm sure they did the same identical thing to other people, but I know for a fact not to each one.
Spit it out.
There were different techniques for different people, different kids. Now, the way it was described to me when I was a kid is it's your treatments. Uh-oh. Almost medical terminology.
Uh-oh.
Imagine being 6 years old, and this is one of the funny things. I can talk about this about with very little emotional because it was done to me, not something I did to someone else. You're strapped naked to a wooden chair.
What?
Well,
all right.
This may be going the direction we both were joking about it going. It. I do always try to consider these. I think it's very likely that a lot of these people did have just horribly traumatic events happen in childhood.
Of course.
But they've split that into being like, no, I wasn't, molested by my neighbor. I was actually doing psychic karate in Virginia.
No, I was a super soldier, not raped.
But yeah, being strapped. Why has it always got to be naked, too? Can't the government, can't you use other super soldiers to train the kids to be super soldiers? Do you really have to molest them?
No, that's where the serum goes.
That, yeah, they inject it.
It's got to go in the ass.
That is unfortunate. I really feel like we got to team up with the aliens and figure out a way to have a non-anal based super soldier.
No, that's their whole currency.
Arms out like this. Here, you're strapped here, here, and here. Your fingertips are spread open. Things are inserted here.
Oh, things.
So you can't do this. And I know you noticed, because I saw it in your mind and I saw your eyes, I'm constantly... I have a phobia about my fingertips. What they did is they inserted needles underneath the fingertips. That's bad enough. Hook those needles up to electric current and turn it on.
Hell yeah.
Nice,
dude. And waterboarding is where you basically drown the person and then bring them back. In my case, they did two ways. Strapped to a chair.
Naked
and
again?
And we take a water hose and just... spray it.
Oh, it's got to be naked.
Can't breathe, and then you're gone, and they bring you back and all that. And then I remember having my head dunked.
Nice.
That's why he's named Dunkin'.
Now, what would be the purpose of that?
To cause pain. Intense pain.
The torture was for pain.
What happens when the body and the psyche goes through the amount of pain it can tolerate, you black out. You pass out. You faint.
Yeah.
Well, the Germans brought over a drug with them. Once injected, it blocks those receptors. You can black out. You can't even force yourself to faint. So once
isn't that just like speed?
Yeah, it's
has
just
gotten
meth.
To a point to where it cannot.
Dude was shooting meth. He's like, this is the serum. I can't go to sleep. The German scientists have invented an anti-sleep liquid.
Nazi scientists created this.
Take any more. You have two choices. Split off into another personality.
Right.
To save yourself. Mm-hmm. Or die.
Okay.
Well,
okay,
that's not really much of a choice.
When the pain
it?
Becomes too much, the way you're able to survive and stay together mentally is actually to go someplace else.
Exactly.
And you go so far someplace else that you're actually in another.
Who molested
you're
me?
Creating another
you create,
part of you.
Exactly. You create a total separate individual to where they can pull out that alternate personality. Now, 1 second I'm me, next second I'm somebody else. Mm-hmm. Now I'm back to me. That's how they wanted you.
He has such a
have
way with words.
Have you seen Manchurian Candidate?
No.
You never saw that?
No.
Okay. I can't afford movie tickets.
If I refer to that movie, I don't know if you know what I mean, but
I know what Manchurian Candidate is.
You know what it's about.
Yeah, you claim to be one on Joseph Ventura's show.
Is it possible that you could be activated by a phone call, say?
The last time that I did a job, that's what it was. I got a phone call in the middle of the night. Can I be activated now? I do not think so.
There's only one way.
They burnt the chip out.
Oh,
right, the cancer.
Okay, do you think it's
the tumor, right?
Do you think it's words? I mean, do you have any idea what it is?
I think it's a combination, and I think it's more than one. There's in order to open a combination safe, you've got to have a combination, which is more than one number. So I think what they did, they
well,
set
yes,
up,
combination
you have to have a
would imply
more than one
fail safes. Mm-hmm. To where if you're watching TV and all of a sudden you hear the correct word or whatever, you freak out, kill everybody. Then you would start seeing this happening everywhere. There has to be a fail-safe to keep that from happening.
I love the idea of someone just calling him at 2 a.m. being
combination
like a parakeet. And then he has to get up and murder.
What have you.
Parakeet 44938.
I'm in bed. Wife and I were in bed.
Kills all his neighbors.
Phone rings every day, we pick it up, put it to my ear. No more than 3 seconds pass. I hang the phone up. I get up. I get dressed. I leave.
Wow.
I'm gone 3 days and three nights.
He heard the phone ring. He picked it up.
And
that's that training kicking in.
Wow.
We lived exactly 11 miles from the airport that you guys passed coming here. When I came back 3 days later, there was only 22 additional miles on the car.
Oh. Went to the airport.
I went to the airport.
Yeah.
But you have no memory on where you went.
I went to D.C. This is when I went to D.C. and did a termination job on this individual.
Now, what year was that?
1985.
So this is quite a while ago.
I kind of want to look that up to see if there was assassination in D.C. in 85.
I didn't want to put on the tape. I'm sitting in a Mexican restaurant, very nice two-story Mexican restaurant.
Not just anyone, though. It's a very nice one.
Yeah, this is a classy establishment.
It's not one of those shithole Mexican restaurants.
Hear somebody laughing. This was before the president now was the governor of Texas.
Okay.
I look over and there's George Jr. sitting at the bar with the Secret Service bodyguards, drunk as a skunk.
Nice.
That's my president.
With the Secret Service trying to get him to calm down. Now, that's when I snapped awake.
We got to bomb Iraq.
I don't remember driving. And I'm looking around and I'm, where the hell am I at?
W is at you?
There he is. I had one impulse. Terminate.
Wow. He tried to kill W.
Just drinking horchata in the restaurant. I got to kill the president.
Oh, shit.
And for whatever reason, I fought the impulse down.
Not kill the president.
What a hero.
In other words,
I was going to kill the president, then I was like, no.
You didn't know who he was
at that time?
There?
I didn't have a clue.
Nope. Some Perry fucks up the audio.
Whoops.
Exactly. I did not have a clue who he was. Now, I'm sitting there watching the news sometime later when the governor of Texas has announced his bid to run for the presidency, and I look at
him. I should have killed him.
Oh, this was before he became president.
Yes.
I got it.
Years before.
Wow.
So in that context, maybe it makes even more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Scary.
Yes,
what
now
about
it
underground
makes more
bases?
Sense.
Do you think you've ever been in an underground base?
I know where one is. Right here in the state. When I was in my mostly late teens, okay, that I remember, the farmhouse that we lived on was situated in a valley. And there were old logging roads that went all the way around the valley. I had a good 5-mile run up and down the mountains on a good graded road.
Yeah.
There was also some worked out strip mines over to the southeast of there. Well, one day I'm running out through there and I decide to drop down the hill and go over and look around. As soon as I do, I can feel the vibrations in the ground. And I drop down and I put my ear to the ground, the way my grandfather,
like a Native American,
you know, taught me how to do. And I get up and this little voice says, get the hell out of here. As I'm running back up the hill, a chopper lands.
Wow.
I didn't go.
I was going to say, you heard that laughter too, right?
Yeah, okay, fucking the Joker break in.
Let's listen to it again.
Running back up the hill, a chopper lands.
That is really terrifying.
What the fuck?
There's like enough reverb on it too. It's very spooky.
I didn't go back anymore. But a couple of days later, two things happened at once. Okay. My father had a friend.
No, he didn't.
His name was Paul Preston. Paul Preston was somebody, and still is somebody, that I would terminate with extreme prejudice.
You couldn't terminate shit.
That.
Yeah, shut up.
Can't terminate
when I was 14,
a phone call, let alone
we were getting
a
ready to work the field. We had a cash farm. And I was working on a tractor. We lived about a mile up a dirt road, off the main road. And I can sense a vehicle coming before it's halfway up.
That's not a superpower.
I stop and I look out, okay, and I see this grayish silver van coming up into the driveway. It's brand new. Has a UHF antenna on top. I never seen anything like this. Again, this is Kentucky in the mid-70s. Nobody had that kind of money. This was before the coal boom, before the energy crisis, before people made 20 bucks an hour. You know, people were lucky to make minimum wage, okay? And this guy gets out of this van, and I notice it has Texas tags. I had heard my dad talk about this guy. They were childhood friends. And then this was confirmed to me later on that they were in the CIA together, that Paul Preston was actually station chief in more than one area.
Feels like that'd be easy to confirm.
He gets out of the van, calls me by name. I never met the guy before, to my knowledge.
His style of storytelling is really starting to rub me the wrong way. He very, very slowly gets to the point. I feel like 90% of this could have been cut out.
He's a bit of a long-winded fella.
And in that instant, I had two thoughts. One was run, because this guy's bad news, this guy's dangerous. Run.
Yeah.
The other was take him out, kill him before he kills you.
That's fight or flight.
Yeah, okay. Kill him.
I'm only 14 years old.
Wow. Yeah, but you already done two tours and all.
You're a veteran.
And my dad comes down from the house. And they do the handshake, slap on the back, huggy, all this kind of stuff.
Black hand five, brother.
Preston looks at my dad.
Give me some skin.
Gets real serious, says, we got to go talk. No, my dad changes. His demeanor changes. So they go away for about 20 minutes.
They fuck in the kitchen.
You know, I got the tool chest. I'm working the tractor going, spring plow.
That's
that
how I found out my dad was gay.
20, 30 minutes later, Paul Preston
the CIA
comes back down
did
from the house.
They made him gay.
He ain't talking to me then. He's in a real bad mood. Gets in the van.
Yeah, he just got fucked in the ass.
I barely saw my dad the rest, of the day. This was early morning because
he
still
was
cool. Leaping. Didn't want to be around him the rest
all
of the day.
Over the back of his pants.
Okay, he was one ticked off Irishman. Well, that night, my mom had a habit of sitting on the front porch at night.
For the love of God, get to the point.
And I slept upstairs.
Yeah.
She came in that night about 10, 11 o'clock, screaming for my dad that there's something over top of the house.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, it's a
and
roof.
And by the time he went out, it was gone. And I could hear the whole conversation. She said it was bigger than the house, was round, had lights all the way around it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about UFOs. I knew nothing about that. I knew farming. I knew martial arts. You know, I knew how to fight. I knew how to hunt, how to track, et cetera, et cetera. I knew nothing about anything like that. So the next night, this happens again. The third day, something happens to me. Okay. All the time, I work and I train. I work and I train.
Oh, my God.
I'm going 12 hours a day every day. I worked out even harder.
Oh,
wow.
Than I had ever done before. And I think the reason being is to go to bed early, because that's exactly what I did. I went to bed early.
Wow.
That night.
It's astonishing.
Tired yourself out.
I go to bed. Yeah. I'm laying there.
Yeah, as you
don't know how long.
Right.
But I feel like I'm on fire.
I wish you were.
I can't move. All I can do is open my eyes. The whole upstairs is full of light. And I can see a bipedal figure.
So this is just sleep paralysis.
Yeah, it is.
It was a 20-minute story to get he was paralyzed in bed and saw shit. Okay, sleep paralysis.
Out of bed. I can see a head. I can see the arms. I can see the legs. That's it. And I know it's talking to me. It's telling me something. And the next thing I know, my dad is shaking my shoulder because my brothers saw the light and they thought the upstairs was on fire. That's all I remember.
Nice.
What a story.
I don't remember anything again until I'm almost 18.
I was in bed
memories between the age of 14 and the age of 18.
Right.
Wow.
I didn't get my driver's license until I was almost 18.
Wow.
What
I should have
tale.
Had it 16. I didn't get them until I was almost 18.
Well, that proves it.
Yep. I wasn't around again.
Only super soldiers don't get it till 18.
Yep.
That's one of those government things.
Do you
things.
Remember what the being looked like other than two arms, two legs?
Do you remember
That's
anything
all I could see.
Of
a
value?
Torso, two arms, two legs, and a head.
Wow.
Not an oval-shaped head, but a head.
Wow.
Shaped head.
A head.
A normal.
Almost like it was just a normal human. human torso and human arms and human legs.
And it was white as
well. Now I think about it, it was a human
head. A paler shade of white than the rest of the white in the room. Mm. I think all of these go together. The visit from Paul Preston, the craft over the house, and then my leaving again. All go together.
And your father's anger, perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay. I think he just kicked you out of the house.
I would, too. If I had to listen to someone talk like this on a regular basis.
And then
UFOs, what the fuck are you talking about?
No. I don't think he had a choice in the matter. The only anger I have with them is not coming out and telling me something. Mm-hmm. Okay? Especially after I'm an adult, and I start getting memories back. And I start saying, okay, what gives here? I know this isn't what happened. I know this wasn't right. What gives? I think I deserve more of an answer than can't tell you and leave. The first thing I did is when I started getting memories back is I started looking up old friends. And I would ask them during this year.
Was I a psychic?
74, 75, where were we? What were we doing? I have memories of doing things.
He's got memories of doing things.
Those type of memories,
We were out to have doing this. Well, I remember that. They go, how could you? You weren't here.
Well, yeah, we never invited you.
And one guy even went so far as to say, we went up to the farm to pick you up one day to see if you wanted to go away. We hadn't heard from you. Your dad ran us off. So what I had of those years were false memories.
Oh,
cool, dude.
Wow, that was I feel like you should have dropped that in there a long time ago.
Camping, going to the Dairy Queen, you know, that kind of thing. We're implanted.
Yeah, the normal memories are the false ones.
That's a rational way to take it.
The ones where he's a super soldier are very real.
Well, what are you going to believe? Super soldier or that you went to Wendy's?
Is wired or something,
the
is
right
what
one.
You call it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. The implant is right here. I know it's right there.
Oh, that's why
you
could punch so hard.
I had a guy put a meter over it, and they found it that way.
He's got a bionic arm.
Oh, it itches.
And what it is, I call it an enhancer. It increases physical strength and speed.
Nice.
Is like wires that run from it to go down the arm, out into the fingers, and it's only in this shoulder and this arm. It's not body wide.
Very easy to prove.
This is the hand and the arm that I've busted many heavy bags with. As a matter of fact,
it's my jerking arm.
There was an incident to where
I pulled my penis
neutered myself.
It was like a salamander tail.
Heavier than me, and just
I grew it back.
And then when I realized what I had done, it just dropped. It's like it's tied. I don't know the science of how it's tied in. I really don't. But I know that it's tied in with the fight or flight scenario. When there's danger, it kicks in. If I feel threatened, it kicks in. The throwing of energy, yeah. That one freaked me out. I had a job in Lexington, a place that at that time was called the Community Kitchen.
The homeless
kitchen,
shelter.
Right.
They gave me free soup.
For homeless, indigenous,
oh,
that kind of thing.
Okay.
We had,
we are also psychic. when I was a child, the government put a chip in my brain where I can tell when a guy's full of shit.
Offices, we had social service offices, showers, clothing,
yeah,
all that.
That's a halfway house.
It was also a haven.
Rooms had bars on the door.
Users, abusers, rapist, killers.
Yeah, that's a prison.
They came in there.
There are all kinds of criminals in there. We weren't allowed to leave.
They kept me locked in a room. It was inhumane.
And we had a fight.
Food was terrible.
That broke out. I mean, it was nothing. We'd have 3 or 4 fights a day. Okay. But we had 2 girls get into it.
That's hot.
Hell yeah.
They fight worse than men, okay? And my partner had one holding her down. I was holding the other one down.
That's rape, Duncan.
And when I say holding them down,
I was injecting them with my serum.
I was trying to make them super.
She was laughing about it. And the next thing I know, I look up and I see this extremely large man standing over top of him, and he's got three or four friends with him. And he's giving this routine, I'm giving you the count of whatever to get off of her, I'm going to do this. Well, I snapped. I'm on the ground. I look up, I see I'm outnumbered.
By women.
I changed.
Yeah, that's when
normally I would
just
rolled out of the way, got up, started cussing right back at him, threw him out the door. No, I stood up and hit him.
Hell yeah.
And the witnesses there said I didn't just hit him once. I hit him 12 times.
With one punch.
In a matter of a second.
Now, you would think if you can punch with a ton of force,
you'd only need one?
Yeah, wouldn't one do the trick?
People that's how fast he was.
Oh, he was too quick before he even hit the ground. He punched multiple
12 times.
12 times. It's like a combo in Tekken.
It broke his neck.
Nice.
Wow, he killed the man.
Killed
his neck
man.
Was as big as my legs.
Uh-huh.
And it just snapped his neck. Well, when that happened, the whole facility
I was tried
went
for murder.
It just went. Half of them were coming at me and my partner. And the other half was using it as an excuse to get whoever they didn't like. Mm-hmm. And it's during these times
that froze.
Something happens that I can't explain.
It's, okay.
It's like I step outside of space and time. Everything turns black and white. Everything goes slow motion. Mm-hmm. It's like I've got all the time in the world to go from point A to point B because this guy ain't moving. Okay, and
yeah,
it's like I'm just
him.
Walking through.
Yeah, he's
bam,
broken
bam,
his
bam,
neck.
Going down, and
he's paraplegic.
This guy grabs me by the throat, and I just snapped sideways, threw my hands palm down, just threw them down, mm-hmm. and screamed inside my mind. Mm-hmm. The guy goes up and back.
Nice.
I never touched him.
What a story.
And when that happened, that ended the entire fight. Because I'm standing there, and I'm looking around, and I'm suddenly aware that everybody's staring at me.
Well, yeah, you just killed a guy.
And
yeah,
just somewhere during this
throw.
Time,
why do you think that would be, bud?
So here come the cops. Here come the ambulances, the paramedics. And I talk to one of the cops, give the report. Half of them are taken to the hospital. The other half
don't worry, officer. I'm part of the CIA.
And I went to the nearest bar.
This is a state-sanctioned killing.
Yeah.
And I stood there because I didn't know what to do.
He just went to the bar?
I knew something had happened. I knew it was real because people were saying, were coming up to me, what did you do? How did you do that? And I'm like, I don't have an answer for you.
If it was real, wouldn't the cops have arrested him for the murder?
I mean, I would assume so, yeah.
1989 or 90.
You were 30 years
I'm trying
old,
to,
living super soldier fantasy still.
So many jobs during that time, during those years, which is something else that I've been told is vindicative of all of us that came out of black
operations. Oh, it's vindicative.
Of course.
And then it was
fucking
good whole
dummy.
Job. It was like, and I know from personal experience, we'd be the greatest thing since sliced bread for a couple months, and then all of a sudden, just boss or supervisor comes out, finds something wrong, and we're fired. What
wow.
I found out over the
it's
over
the
years
supervisor's
is
fault.
Fired on the job.
To me, mm-hmm. is they want to keep you one step below poverty level.
I like that he's flipped all like his tremendous shortcomings into a positive. Like the fact that he can't hold down a job and live in a halfway house is because he's a super soldier. Not because he's a idiot.
No, he's just too super for this world.
I'm too super to have a job.
Occupying on other things.
Right, survival.
Right.
Daily survival so that you
yeah,
can't
the government
go
wants
further
him
into
to be
your
poor,
own memories type thing.
So he can't
and there's also
them.
Another reason for that, and I've been told this by more than one person.
Well, that means
who
it's true.
Who listens to somebody who's broke?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But everybody listens
good,
to someone
good, that's
who's
true.
Wealthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why would I listen to someone who's broke?
And I think those two go together to make that.
Of course they do. That's just good sense.
There was an incident which you also reported that you described as a kind of personal teleportation incident, or you went through a wall and you had a witness.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you recall about that?
I get freaked out every time I think about that one. It was at a house in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
and I was helping a friend of mine move. And I was in the one bedroom, and she was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
For me to get from the bed to the front door would have entailed going down, cutting across, down, cutting across. Very winding way.
Just,
well, as I said, she was
such
in the kitchen.
Boring details.
Straight line.
It's the minutia.
Living room, front door. No door in between. No wall.
Right. We understand.
Between. Well, she was reading and doing her own thing in the kitchen, and I'm sound asleep. And her youngest son gets up screaming and goes to the front door trying to get out. This is 2-3 o'clock in the morning. She jumps up, starts to run to get him. I hear the scream, and I remember raising up on one shoulder in the mind, seeing the kid.
I woke up in his bedroom.
Toward the door, and I'm at the door. She said that
what
I came
tale.
Through the wall in front of her, and all she could do was to stop and say, whoa.
Whoa.
And I think whatever I did, if I had froze inside that wall, that would have been fun.
What if I got stuck in a wall?
Wouldn't that be crazy?
My isn't that spooky?
My mom's mom was a full-blood Cherokee.
Oh, of course.
And
that's why you can walk through walls.
He gave me the name of Grayfeather.
They're all Grayfeather? Native American.
Yeah. Grayfeather.
And I asked him once, I said, you know, Pops, what does Grayfeather mean? And he said, you're a tween man. And he had an accent. And I said, a what? He said, you walk between worlds. And this is before I knew anything about anything. I saw 9/11.
I think you're
9/11.
Still in the phase where.
Yeah, I don't think you've gotten past that.
I put it up on some bulletin boards on the net.
He saw 9/11 before it happened.
I lived in Delaware at that time, right on the eastern shore, walking
distance. Well, that's why he tried to kill W.
I had a trip
maybe that is.
To Damn. Boston.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects.
We were going to drive
it.
It
was you. N-word.
And it's
tell the
metallic
N-word
voice. Says postpone your trip. 2-day window, plus or minus 1 day, wherever, here, here, or here. It's going to be something big happening in New York. You don't want to be, don't be caught in it.
Now, have you had other premonitions that haven't come true yet?
I've seen this country almost split in half. I mean,
literally, or oh,
split in half. Again, I lived in Delaware, and I just
that'd be
laid
pretty
down.
Cool, actually.
Yeah, that'd be
times,
sick.
1 minute I'm here, next minute I'm here. Okay, and I'm looking down on the United States. This is before I knew about the super volcano and all this and that. But I saw that area all going up into Canada. Coming all the way down into Mexico, the whole western part of the country split off from the rest of the United States. And what I'm seeing is like a river of fire coming all the way down.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And did you have a timeline for that?
Of course not.
Soon.
Oh, soon.
Nice.
Very soon.
So are you making any plans for yourself and your family because of what you're dreaming or seeing? Yeah. Uh-huh. Are you finding a safe place?
There's really not going to be a safe place.
That's reassuring.
Yeah, that's terrible
best
news.
Oh, we're all going to die.
No, is to be able to be mobile. Mm. There is no one safe place. Okay. I started to go public when I lived in Delaware after an attempt was made on my life.
Nice.
So when was that?
Who's trying to kill
about,
him?
They had to shut him up.
2002. I was
give
out
me
for
your
a job.
Wallet chain.
I mean, I had other things happen before, but I didn't, at that time, never made the connection. Okay? Now I make the connection. I was out for a jog. And it,
I
it's
haven't
in the
done that
time,
in a while, have you?
And I hear a motorcycle.
Oh, his knees are hurt.
You ever been on the East Coast in the wintertime when the wind blows? It's frigid.
I have, actually.
And I'm out jogging, and I hear a motorcycle. And I start, the ears go up, the hairs start standing up, one of those. Mm-hmm. So I go from a hard run just to a light jog, and I see the motorcycle. Solid black. No insignia. just solid black. Wow. Two riders, Christian Black.
FBI motorcycles.
Black OPEC face mask. I'm going this way, they're coming this way. This thing is going so slow, I'm trying to understand how in the world it's staying up. And it, as it comes up to me, I'm running scenarios. Okay, I'm wearing ankle weights.
Are these blacks?
Okay, I'm waiting to see a gun.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking, this was coming off, this is going to throw, forward row, kick the back wheel.
Nice.
Try to get an advantage. He's all this is playing out of my mind. The guy does open his coat, puts his hand in his coat. This is the rider. All I see are two fingers. Points them at me and goes like this. And goes back. And I'm thinking, okay, this is just a warning. Okay.
Why would they do that?
Go on
why
down
would
the road,
they warn you ahead of time?
Route one to go north.
Excuse me, Duncan, we're planning on killing you. Yeah. If you could pencil us in.
Heads up, we're going to murder you sometime next week, you know, 9 to 5, somewhere in there.
Will you be home during that time?
I was sick for 3 days.
Oh, he did get sick from the finger guns.
I finally got to the doctor and said I had some kind of unknown viral infection.
Sick.
He did shoot me, just not with a gun. I think half the people who hear what I have to say look at it and say, what a lying stack of dung.
Correct.
This is so much BS. There is no way any of this could happen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Correct.
Well, I'll give a response that I gave a guy on a radio show one night. I wish that were true. I'd love to be able to take a pill every day and have a nice life.
I mean, you can. But it's called Xanax.
Yeah, there's ways.
It did happen.
There's all kinds of pills you can take.
And I don't have the whole story myself. And I may never get it.
You don't really have any story. It's
what happened to me.
Boring fragments.
Yeah, you know, I know. I told about how they split the personality. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Okay? I remember the beatings to being thrown naked into a refrigerator room.
What?
Always
because
naked.
Because I couldn't get something right. You know, this went on.
You gotta have your penis exposed to be a psychic, I guess.
Apparently. You gotta be a nudist.
Show me your penis.
And this shouldn't happen.
It's the only way.
You know, we consider ourselves.
You got beat Al-Qaeda. Now pull out your penis.
No, no, it's not gay. It's for America.
There's nothing civilized about this. There's nothing free about this. There is strength in numbers. I would like to see. I mean, come
on.
What
a wise thing
to say. You have a
million
man march on Washington put together by somebody that the government laughed at. Why couldn't we
MLK?
Do the
same
thing? Yeah.
This stuff has got to stop. You know,
well,
people,
MLK should have showed everyone
like
his penis.
Like I said, we supposed to live in a civilized
well,
society.
I mean, he showed some ladies.
I have a dream.
When they can walk in, take you as a child, turn you into a killer, and then use you, abuse you, and when they're done, throw you away. It shouldn't happen. And you asked earlier, what is the one thing that I would like to see come of this and any subsequent movies, videos, whatever. I want to sit in a chair just like this.
That's a
in Washington, D.C. in front of the full Senate.
Uh-huh.
And demand answers. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
What that'd
a
go hero. Well. Yeah, that'd be good.
I ain't shy.
Nice. Sick ending, bro.
Yeah, what a great guy.
Yeah, we can tell you're not shy. You're retarded.
Yeah, he's not much of a storyteller.
Man, it's cool when people get cancer and believe the thoughts.
Well, you know, it could certainly be a lot worse. Like, if you're going to have a brain tumor, at least you get the version where you're cool.
Yeah, that's pretty... Yeah, thinking you can punch through a wall is pretty sick.
And not only that, thinking you still have the wall punch implant in you. But
yeah,
for some reason, you can't do it.
He's got a super hand.
Yeah, I don't, I feel like we looked him up.
Oh, that hand vibrates while you jerk.
But let's see if there's any updates on him.
I super cum, too.
He's got his own YouTube channel. Let's look at him. 21 videos. 4 years ago. Is that just him?
He looks really fat.
He's, is that an
the man who's obsessed with the number 12?
It's in an abandoned house? What is...
I don't understand the point of this video.
Wow. Powerful stuff from Duncan O'Finian.
Good stuff, brother.
Yeah, that was fucking pointless. All right, good times. Well,
you know, that was fun.
Patreon.com/InPlainSightPod. We're going to be watching women who have sex with ghosts this
week.
Hell
yeah, dude.
That's going to be a good time. At Hidden Plain Sight Radio on Instagram. You're at Brand Steel Hidden on Instagram. We're at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. Saturday live stream, 6 p.m. Central. Hoodoo.
Mamba out.